This podcast episode, while not explicit, contains some gruesome details about violence that may be troubling for some listeners to hear. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Creepy Life Podcast, a podcast with a wide variety of creepy topics for all your true crime, paranormal, and otherwise spooky needs. I'm Thomas.
I'm Sparky.
And it only took three frickin' tries.
Actually, four.
Wow. Welcome to episode 2 of 2.
Of our Halloween Day bonus episodes, slash our first ever Listener Tales episode. I have been excited for this one all week, not gonna lie.
I don't even know where I'm at.
You ready to get started?
Let's do it.
What we're gonna do this week is we have 5 stories from other people, and I'm gonna share one, my own personal experience, and it's gonna be awesome. We're gonna do 3 each, because that seems like a good number.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to start with the first story we received from our friend Lauren, who we've done a couple shows with. She's awesome. She's the first person to send one in, so she wins the award for best person for today.
Well, alrighty then.
Alright, so Lauren says, I have a story. One time we were babysitting our friend's 4-year-old. He had said creepy things before, including being scared to sleep in his room because of the soldiers outside his window. That's nice. And sometimes told us to call him by a different name and would act really weird. Kids are creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have this storage room in our basement that's literally just an unfinished room full of junk, and we always keep the door closed. While we were babysitting this kid, he suddenly stopped playing with his toys and walked down to this room and just stared at the door. I went up and asked what he was doing. Without looking in the room, he looks up at me and says, "There's a lady in there." I, visibly spooked, said, "A lady?" And he responds with, "Yeah, a twisty lady." I asked what a twisty lady is. And he said, "There's a lady in there twisting on a rope." I picked him up and basically sprinted upstairs and have been hesitant to go in that room ever since. That's my spooky story. I hope you feel decently spooked. I feel spooked. That reminds me of the Sixth Sense. You know, when they're in the school. When he's in the school and he sees like a bunch of people just hanging there. But anyway, thank you, Lauren, for sharing your spooky story with us.
Thank you.
All right.
I have one that was sent anonymously. Well, they asked to be left unnamed anonymously.
They asked anonymously to be anonymous.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And it is possible that the one that sent this actually is the anonymous.
Yeah, okay.
We don't know.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure we know that the answer is no, but okay.
No. I was hiking in a state park that had a half-breed burial ground in it. Once I got to that point,
I had a what?
A half-breed burial ground. That's what they're called.
What, do you know what that means?
Half-breed?
Yeah.
Half-white, half-native.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to be buried with natives, and they're not allowed to be buried with whites.
That's awful.
That is awful. That is our country.
Racist people suck.
Mm-hmm. So I was hiking a state park that had a half-breed burial ground in it, and once I got to that point, I felt uneasy. I thought that I heard shouting behind me. Then I felt what felt like an arrow flying past my head. I heard it hit a tree, but I didn't see anything or anyone. I got the hell out of there. Yeah, I would have too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
No. I don't like graveyards.
I love graveyards, but not after dark.
No, I don't know. Most of the graveyards I know are like old, beat up, decrepit graveyards.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just have a creepy air about them.
Mm-hmm.
We should just go back to burying people on our property.
Live like the Goths and the Sims. and go mourn them, and then their ghosties come out and play on our computer and break it.
I was referring to, like, in the Middle Ages.
It's The Sims or nothing.
Or how about this? Cremation and cast the ashes into the wind.
Or how about this?
And make sure that the wind is blowing towards a wedding of someone you can't stand so it gets all over the cake.
How about this? Taxidermy.
Well, is that your grandma in the rocking chair? Yeah, she died about 20 years ago, but we can keep her around.
We got her stuffed.
Give me some Ed Gein visions right there.
No, he'd be wearing it. Dancing in the moonlight.
Is that your grandma? No, that's Cousin Ed. Granny died 20 years ago.
Every full moon, he takes out her skin suit and just dances around in the moonlight.
Dances around and chases us with a spoon, just like Granny did. Something not right with Cousin Ed.
I am not doing mine last because it's not as scary because I don't remember very many details. I mean, it's kind of like a twofer. But it's my direct / indirect experience with shadow people. So, first one, a really short one because I was not the person that saw it this time. But one of my friends was over and was sleeping at my house, and they saw a shadow person in the corner of the bedroom, and it was wearing a hat, which if you know your shadow people stories at all, it's referred to as a hat man. He's so famous, but it's also really scary to have that in my house. I don't love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I tend to dismiss hat man sightings as being half asleep and, like, barely coming out of a dream. That could just be me not wanting to focus on things like that so I don't freak out, but... Or, I did hear a theory one time that there's, like, two realities that go side by side.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally the wall gets so thin that we see the silhouettes of people from another universe, and they see silhouettes of us.
And I feel genuinely sorry for anyone that sees my silhouette.
But apparently, there's some people that believe that when they see ghosts or shadow people or something, that is actually what it is.
But when I was talking to you about this earlier, you were like, oh, it's fine as long as you don't have red eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you another story.
Okay.
When I was 5 or 6-ish, my parents had just built a new house. They still live there. I love the house. But it was brand new, so there was no, like, spirits haunting it or anything. No bad energy. And I was in bed, and I've pretty much always suffered from insomnia, like, my entire life. And I was laying in bed, and I couldn't sleep very well. I think I had actually woken up in the middle of the night, and I was having trouble falling back to sleep. And my bed was kind of like, it was facing, like, where the bed was. I was laying with my head against the wall, and the door was to the left of me, and when the door would open, the hinges were closer to me, so I wouldn't be able to see what was there, or who was there when it was opening, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was laying in bed, and all of a sudden from the door, I see, you don't know this, but when you play Pokemon, and before you get, like, the stealth scope or whatever, that you can go into Lavender Town and see the ghosties, you see the ghosts and they just look like typical black masses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw with, like, Haunter Claws from Pokemon. And it had red eyes. And it was coming towards me.
Theory.
Mm-hmm.
You were visited by the Mothman.
It was not a Mothman. And it was, like, coming towards me very slowly. I was sitting up in bed, so I don't think it was sleep paralysis. But at the last second, I was able to, like, flip the sheets over my head, which obviously protected me, but I'm really probably cursed forever. I don't know, but it was horrifying, and if you have any ideas about what it could have been, let me know.
I don't think we should rule out overactive imagination, though. You said you were, like, 5 or 6. When I was 5 or 6, I was scared of everything.
Yeah, so was I, but I still remember this 25 years later.
There's frights I remember from that age that I can't explain, but I'm convinced it's just my imagination.
Hi everyone, it's Sparky.
So we've got a new exciting sponsor. Listen to the end and use code CREEPYLIFE, that's one word, for 20% off your purchase. If you've ever wondered if your house is haunted, it's time to say hello to the bump in the night. This October, the Haunted Walk is inviting you to take part in a massive paranormal experiment. The Haunting at Home is an online interactive audio experience you can do right in your own home, apartment, or creepy cabin in the woods. This ghostly adventure will challenge you to conduct a series of paranormal experiments in the dark. It's a perfect night of spooky fun if you love ghost stories or enjoy the thrill of trying to contact the other side. Start ghost hunting tonight at hauntedwalk.com/thehaunting. And again, enter code CREEPYLIFE for 20% off. I went through this by myself the other day, and I tried not to get too into it because I'm a scaredy cat who has literally been escorted out of haunted houses before. But if you have other people with you and, you know, you're wearing masks and or social distancing or whatever, they live with you, being safe, it would be a really great way to experience a haunted house type feel, even though you're probably stuck at home this Halloween. So again, hauntedwalk.com/thehaunting. Code CREEPYLIFE, CREEPYLIFE, for 20% off.
All right, so we ready for...
story number four.
Okay, so this was sent to us by a friend of the show.
Who?
I don't know what his name is, but he's about like 6'4", 6'5", sometimes helps out.
Sometimes makes up really cool games.
Talks really nerdy stuff with me.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, but, like, weird in a good way.
It's Seth, by the way.
Yeah, it's Seth. You're welcome for that awkward introduction, Seth. So, he says, my father, my sister, and I were camping outside Fallon, Nevada, in his truck. The sun was setting, and it's common for domestic dogs to get out and become feral at night. As the darkness grew, and the only light was from a raging fire in the pit, we could see the light reflected in the dog's eyes just outside the camp. We climbed into the closed bed of the truck and got into our sleeping bags. The dogs came in close, and we heard them rustling outside the truck. Their panting breath and yips as they called to each other. My father and I stayed up all night in case they tried to get into the truck. They've known to attack, and we didn't want to risk it. In the morning, we waited until full light and stepped outside to use the restroom. My dad walked around the camp and got more and more confused. I asked what was wrong, and he put a footprint in the soft sand surrounding us and told me that there weren't any prints. That many dogs being that active should have left a print somewhere, but there were zero indications of anything from the night before.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's...
they were ghost doggies.
I wouldn't jump right to ghosts, necessarily. But I have heard there's a cryptid of ghost hounds. The theory with them isn't ghosts, necessarily, but some of them are, like, interdimensional. They appear and they disappear kind of thing.
Are they death hounds from Skyrim? The vampire's pets?
Maybe.
Here is from my friend Alexandra. When I was in 8th grade, I lived in a very tiny farming community where the nearest Walmart was well over an hour away. Sounds like your life.
Yay!
We rented a farmhouse at the end of a road surrounded by cornfields from a less than ideal landlord. He was wary, stalkerish, and even had to point out where his mother died in the house. Very nice. He believed her presence was still there, so he kept the attic locked from us since it had some of her stuff still. Several months go by, and me and my brothers spend our time goofing off, being young kids outside. Turns out, one of our favorite trees to climb outside was a poison oak, and it got bad. I mean, I looked like the Elephant Man bad. One of my brothers got it, but his cleared up quicker, while mine sealed my eyes shut. Because I couldn't go to school in that condition, I stayed home while everyone left for the day. Spending time on Mom's bed one day, I heard some footsteps coming up the stairs. Thinking the boys were home from school, I called out but got no answer. So I got up, not to be greeted by my brothers, but by the cats, all staring at the attic door. Nope, I don't like it. It neither sounded like a piano nor a music box, but somewhere in the middle of the two. It was strange and frightening. Was there really a ghost living here? The cats scattered when the music started, so it wasn't just me either. I went back to my mom's bed and tried to ignore what happened. That's a solid plan. The music eventually faded, but my curiosity didn't. I wanted to know what was up there. I knew logically the attic door is always locked, but I wanted to try anyway. The attic door opened. I snuck upstairs with more courage than I would have today, same, and peeked around. There was nothing in the attic other than an old trunk. No piano or music box or ghostly ladies. I decided to leave that be and go back down. That was creepy, sure, but it gets creepier. I heal finally, and there'll be the occasional moment we think we see or sense a ghostly lady. She never bothered us, so we never bothered her, if she existed. However, our landlord was now far too interested. I didn't know how he figured out we were seeing her ghost, but after that moment with the attic, he started to get a little more creepy. He came over willy-nilly to talk, and he would yell at us for riding our bikes on the road, and he started writing us up for random nonsense. He also couldn't get over his mother. He could have been IRL Norman Bates, by the way. He spoke about her sometimes.
I was just gonna say, it's Norman Bates!
We knew he had to leave. When we started noticing, he would come into our house when we weren't home. Nope. And we were getting calls about in-time moments, like things happening right at that moment. And when my brother saw him staring at our house with binoculars, pretty soon he started complaining about every little thing, including stuff he couldn't have known unless he was spying or stalking. Rather than face him one more day, we packed all our stuff and left in the middle of the night. So, ghost, kind of creepy, but chill. Landlord, very creepy, 10 out of 10, do not recommend. That's it, I've got more creepy stories to tell. This was the first I thought of. Keep up the good work, you two. Thank you, Alexandra. I hated it, but I loved it.
Yes, thank you. I will say, to me personally, the creepiest part of that was the landlord.
Yeah, it's almost more of a let's not meet story.
Yeah, see, I'm not shy about the fact that, like, supernatural things, ghosts, supernatural serial killers in movies and stuff, I don't find that scary. But, like, Norman Bates, you know, real humans that are on the edge, they can be far more frightening than any made-up creature designed to scare people.
I agree.
So, yeah, I think the landlord's the creepiest part of that. Also, do you have his name and number? I might want to live in this house. Call me.
All right. We have one more story for today.
Yes. We have one more. Okay, so this story is from Seth.
Seth is awesome. No, it's El Setho. Remember I told him I would call him that.
El Setho. Okay, so here we go. My parents got divorced after a few years. My father moved to Oregon. I would spend my summers with him, and one year we went to Loon Lake to repair an old schoolhouse some friends of his owned. It was an old two-room schoolhouse with a cafeteria in the basement. The downstairs was always colder, and I assumed it was because the underground construction in damp Oregon winters didn't give it time to warm up. That was until a week after being there. I went downstairs to make a late-night snack and met the teacher, I called him. He would always be in the farthest corner from the stairs, leading to the cafeteria. I thought it was a trick of the eye, but when I wasn't looking directly at him, he was there. I got curious and started experimenting. I'd slowly walk closer to the corner, and the room got significantly cooler. That went on for weeks, and I got bolder. I tried to talk to him and get nothing in response. Just before my family left for the summer, I got stupid and walked right up to him and passed out. My dad's friend found me and told my dad that I had probably found a mold patch and the oxygen was weak, so I passed out. I haven't found any stories or evidence of what the Shadow Man could have been, but I know it wasn't mold.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Mm-mm. And I'm going to say it probably wasn't a teacher. I'm going on, it was Chris Farley from Lunch Ladyland. That's what it was probably the lunch lady, because it was downstairs in the cafeteria, so.
I don't know. I don't like that, though. Especially, like, trying to talk to it and not responding, and then getting close to it and passing out. I would, like, not want to think about what happened while he was passed out, personally. This is very scary. I won't sleep tonight, so thank you, Seth.
Sleeping is overrated.
Anyway, so that's our first listener episode.
Yeah.
We hope we gave you some spooks, goosebumps.
And if not, still listen to us and tell your friends we're better than we really are.
Right. Just kidding. But still tell your friends. If you want to send us listener stories to hear in future episodes, please email us at creepylifepodcast@gmail.com. Or if you have other stuff you want to tell us, that's a good place to do it. We would prefer if you have stories to send it there just so we can keep them in one spot. But we do also have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you want to follow us or talk to us there.
Yeah, we have all the Twitters.
All the Twitters. Every single one.
Every single one.
So that's it for today. So happy Halloween, you spookies.
Have a nice day.
Thanks for listening. Stay creepy.